20th, 2014.
Mr. Chair, move acceptance.
Is there a second? Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. Abstentions, the minutes carry. The next item is a resolution expressing appreciation to the Office of Attorney General defending the state of California in this regional board in the matter Pacific Lumber Company and Scotia Pacific Lumber Company LLC damages lawsuit. And I'm going to call on Samantha Olson, but it was a $600 million damage lawsuit, so that's a notable sum. And I really do believe thanks is in order to our staff and the Deputy Attorney General. So we'll turn it over to Samantha.
Board, you have in front of you a very short resolution. I wrote a long one. I wrote a medium one. It's incredibly hard to sort of sum up the amount of work that went into this case over the last 7 years. So I decided to go the short and sweet of it, but just know for those of you who are new that it was, well, it's pretty incredible to fit all that on just one piece of paper because there were millions of papers and documents. So I would like you to just read the resolution, and I'm glad that at least three of our Deputy Attorney Generals are here to accept the accolade because, and it's a bit overdue. As you know, the Supreme Court denied review of the appellate decision some time ago, so.
Okay, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to read it, and then I'll come down here to shake your hands and personally thank you and get a photo op. And then that way you'll appreciate everything's on the record. So California Regional Water Quality Control Board Region Resolution R1, 2015-0007, expressing appreciation to the Office of Attorney General. Whereas the members of the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, North Coast Region, wish to thank the Office of Attorney General for its service to the people of the state of California and as defense counsel. And in December 2006, Pacific Lumber Company and Scotia Pacific Company LLC filed suit against the state of California, the State Water Resources Control Board, and the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board for alleged breach of the Headwaters Agreement. And whereas the lawsuit sought money damages estimated at over $700 million and injunctive relief that would limit the Water Board's ability to protect the rivers of California North Coast under the authority of California's Porter Cologne Act and the Federal Clean Water Act. And whereas by March 2009, and as a result of successful motions filed by the Attorney General's Office and argued by Dan Harris, the case was transferred from Fresno to Sacramento Superior Court, and all non-damages allegations were stricken from the complaint. And on December 16th, 2011, after hearing stellar oral argument from Deputy Attorney General Jan Zabrinsky and in full reversal of a negative tentative decision, which is very rare for everyone to know, Judge Raymond Cade granted complete summary judgment in the state's favor. And whereas on December 4th, 2013, the appellate court issued a 36-page published unanimous decision affirming in full the trial court's judgment in the Affidy Partners LLC versus State of California, 221 Calap 4th, 1180. And whereas after the California Supreme Court denied review in 2014, the appellate court ruling stands and the decision is final, ending the 7-year litigation defense effort. And whereas a number of people at the Office of Attorney General on the litigation team worked very hard on this case and made invaluable contributions to the defense. So I'm going to come down and present it to you.
So I want to shake your hand and thank you very much. And I'm sorry that somehow the damage went from 600 to 700 million. Between friends, what's 100 million?
If I may very briefly just say a few words. Thank you so much, Chairman Corbett and members of the board. I really want to thank
you. Got to say your name for
I'm
the
I'm sorry. I'm Dan Harris.
Or we'll turn you into the AG's office.
My name is Dan Harris. I'm a Deputy Attorney General for the California Attorney General's Office, and I'm one of many deputies that worked on the case and worked closely with the North Coast Regional Board and the State Water Board in defending the lawsuit that was brought by Pacific Lumber Company before it went bankrupt and was seeking damages estimated, as we've said, over $600 million. And the gist of that lawsuit, again, was that the Headwaters Agreement they claimed promised them so-called regulatory certainty that would have prevented the Regional Water Board in particular from doing its job under the Clean Water Act and under Porter Cologne. And we were finally, after several years of litigation, able to convince the decision makers that no such agreement was made and that no such breach had in fact occurred, and we're very grateful that justice was finally done. Again, I was just one member of many on a team, and I wanted to just take a moment, if you could indulge me. Jan Zabriskie, who was our team leader and who was the principal author and arguer for the successful summary judgment motion that led to the ultimate judgment in favor of the state, he wanted to pass along his regrets for not being able to attend here personally himself, but he did jot down a few notes, and I think I was going to say something similar to this, but he put it so well that I'd like to just very quickly read this. There was one point I wanted to convey to the board, particularly those who were not present during the late 1990s and early 2000s. In preparing the Palco case for trial, we had to pore through a great mass of documents. With the benefit of hindsight, we might have found some document or intemperate email that could explain why Palco and its successor Avidity chose to cast the Regional Water Board as a rogue agency run amok. We found the opposite. The Water Board's records showed that it was carrying out its duties conscientiously, carefully, and wisely. It was doing so in the face of Palco's relentless challenges and its attempt to undermine the board politically. Emails revealing interagency criticisms only prove that the Water Board did not hold a monopoly on dedicated employees. Because the Water Board's employees had been so conscientious and responsible, it would have been a fun case for us to try, at least for the lawyers. As it was, we had to settle for summary judgment, which is not so bad either. In any case, my basic point, again, this is Jan Zabriskie, is that I enjoyed and appreciate having been a part of the representation, not only because of the DOJ lawyers on the team, but because we were representing an agency that had done its job so well. So there were so many people involved, and I just want to make a point of thanking Samantha Olson in particular for making this resolution a possibility and for all her wise help and assistance during the litigation. She really was the go-to person. Phil Wiles of the State Water Board Legal Office and Michael Laufer were also integral to bringing a resolution to the case. And from the North Coast region, Adona White and Matthew Beflabin were just instrumental in helping us sort out all the facts and thousands of documents that were involved in the case. And again, there were, and this was a suit not just against the water boards, but against the state, and we were able to get the cooperation and support from a bunch of state agencies, Cal Fire, Fish and Game, the Cal Geological Survey, all who supposedly were at odds with the Regional Water Board, but in fact, when the time came, they did nothing but support the Water Board and our litigation efforts. So again, I realize that after Ms. Wrigley's comments in particular, we understand that the fight is not over up on the North Coast, and we know that the Regional Water Board has what it takes to try to make things right as much as possible and try to finally put an end to the Palco legacy. So thank you so much again for everything.
And for board members who weren't here, when we're talking about records, we're talking rooms full of records stacked to the ceiling. So very complex document management was required. The next would be the presentation.